Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what is going on in our night skies this week. This Wednesday is the first day of fall, because just after midnight tomorrow night, the Earth is going to pass through the autumnal equinox in its orbit, which means it's the point where the sun crosses the celestial equator for us. It's one of the two points where day and night are roughly equal in our orbit. So from here on out, days get shorter, nights get longer, temperatures get cooler. We're going to have some awesome stargazing this winter. On Sunday, we get the first full moon of fall, called the Harvest Moon, as a tribute to Neil Young. No, actually, it's because it's around harvest time. And this full moon happens near perigee. That's the point in the moon's orbit, when it's closest to Earth by a few percent. So the moon is called a supermoon. Actually, perigee is Saturday evening, but still, it's close enough to be called a supermoon, which means it's going to be fractionally brighter and bigger looking than a normal full moon. But this month's Harvest Moon, full moon, supermoon, we'll dip into the deepest, darkest part of Earth's shadow from that bright sun. So we get a total lunar eclipse, and all that sunlight refracting through Earth's atmosphere is going to cast an eerie orange-red kind of glow on the mottled face of the moon we see. So total lunar eclipse, supermoon, blood moon, harvest moon happening this Sunday evening. It happens from when the moon rises for us, about 6:30, 6:45 p.m., depending on what mountains are in your way, and the whole show is going to be totally over by about 9:30. The point of totality, what we call the blood moon, the part where it's in the deepest, darkest part of Earth's shadow completely, is from about 7:11 to 8:23 p.m., so everybody's going to get to see this at a great time of the evening. If you're up around the university campus, we're going to be hosting some low-key viewing near the planetarium, and our friends from the Student Astronomy Club will be hosting a viewing event at our observatory on the Redfield campus, so there will be plenty of opportunities if you want to take a photo of it. It's not to be missed. Make sure you use a telephoto lens and a real camera. Your iPhone is not going to cut it, but you're welcome to join us at any of those events as well. For more information about any of this stuff, you can visit us at the planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. Or best yet, come and see us in person at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus. Stop and see a show while you're here. Say hi, and we love seeing you ex-listeners here. Looking forward to Sunday, and keep looking up.